A group of Black doctors have formed an expert task force to independently vet coronavirus vaccines and guidance from the CDC and FDA. Historically, Black communities have been distrustful of medical trials, given a long history of mistreatment and exclusion. Members of this task force felt that the coronavirus guidance from federal health agencies was being influenced by politicians and now plans to serve as a review panel to recommend or discourage such guidance to its members. Eric Budman recently wrote about this. He's a reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Eric, will this group actually have access to the pertinent information they'll need?
So after I wrote this article, I did speak with someone who is both on the National Medical Association's task force and is part of a working group at the CDC. And he said it's not as though he'll be giving the task force early looks at data, but rather the CDC and FDA have to be saying something publicly in order for the task force to have something to review.
Okay. So they'll be reviewing publicly available information.
Yes.
The hesitation of some Black Americans in taking a new vaccine is not surprising, as I mentioned, given the long history of mistreatment by the medical system. But you give an even more modern day example, like the push for the use of hydroxychloroquine to fight COVID-19. How does the task force plan to address that?
So in terms of vaccine hesitancy, I think the task force really sees itself as a way to increase vaccine uptake in the Black community. And their hope is that everything will look good from a scientific standpoint that's coming out of the FDA, and then they'll be able to turn to their membership and say, we think this looks great, and we encourage you to encourage your patients to get this vaccine, and thus immunization rates will be higher than they might be if there weren't that kind of encouragement. Of course, what happens if there is a disagreement between the FDA's decision and the task force is sort of up in the air?
Yeah, that brings to mind then, is there a possibility that those efforts could backfire and so deeper distrust?
I think there is that possibility, but also, as you mentioned, with the emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine, it really would have been warranted for a task force to say, members, do not prescribe this for your COVID-19 patients. And so I can see how it might deepen distrust, but also how there might be situations in which that's warranted.
If the task force is independently vetting this information and guidance, are there concerns that there could be further confusion about a vaccine if the task force and federal agencies have different conclusions, as you kind of alluded to earlier? I mean, that is a big concern, I would guess.
Already there's sort of an environment of confusion, and I think the task force would say we're hoping to dispel some of that confusion, but I think that is always a risk with different messages coming from different groups.
A lot to watch for here as the race is on for a vaccine. Eric Budman is a reporter for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you so much, Tanya.